Yellow school buses are back on the roads this week as students in Northwest Arkansas headed back to class. In Fayetteville, the school district is starting off the year with a new superintendent. John L. Colbert signed his contract for employment this week, making it official. Colbert was named superintendent back in June after the school board terminated its contract with Matthew Wendt, who had been accused of sexual harassment by a district employee. Colbert has been with the school district for more than 40 years. He spoke with Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek about settling into his latest role.
So students went back to school Monday. It's your first week. What are you kind of doing for yourself, for students, for parents, as they start this school year with a new superintendent?
One of the big things that I believe in doing and is to be visible on the different campuses the first day of the school so the students can get to know their superintendent. So I thoroughly enjoy going out to the different schools and talking with students and introducing myself. Went around to all the classroom to allow the teachers to give a little introduction to the students for me to say, good morning, how are you? Your superintendent look forward to work with you and also encouraging them to do their very best throughout the year and sit and listen and gain all that knowledge from their teachers. So it's just one other thing that I feel is important coming from the superintendent, let the kids know it's very important that they come in and listen and learn as much as they can from the teacher. So that first day was, first 2 days was kind of exciting, and I had the opportunity to go into the buildings.
What's your message to students, to parents? You know, obviously, the last superintendent, Matthew Wendt, left in sort of a turbulent situation. But even before that, you know, there were several superintendents that sort of came and went. So what's your message to parents and students kind of through all these, you know, they've gone through a lot of transitions in the last 5 or so years.
Well, it's just like life. You know, we all go through different changes, but still you have to remain steadfast to what the purpose that you have in life, and that purpose for the kids is to learn. The purpose for the parents to feel good about sending their kids to the school where it's safe, and that therefore we provide those things. We provide a good, sound education for the students so they can come in and learn, and also an environment that is safe for them, make the parents feel safe and comfortable. And so the thing is that we believe in that, yes, you come across different things in your life, but you should never lose focus of why we're here. And all the focus, and I tell my staff members and teachers that all the focus is to educate. We can't dwell on what has happened in the past. We have to look to the future about all the great things we have in place to address the needs of our students, and that's what we're about, meeting the needs of every student who comes through the doors of the Fayetteville Public School System.
And you mentioned, you know, students being in a safe environment. So, you know, last year, the school and the city and some local legislators started the Safety and Security Task Force after the school shooting in Parkland, Florida. Where does that stand, I guess? Is that continuing? Is there about to be some sort of results from that?
Actually, I started that with the group. You know, I invited them to come and serve on that task because it was at that time the superintendent's task force, because we wanted to be proactive, not reactive. And so therefore, we decided to go ahead and create that committee that we wanted to sit down and bring the experts in so that we can listen to them and hear their comments and hear their recommendations so that we can continue to provide. We know that we have a good system. We know that we have a safe system, but we know that we always need to go back and evaluate what we have and see how we can even make it even better. And so I was real pleased with the work that was done by the committee. And you know, I serve as the co-chair with Frank Johnson as the other co-chair to bring that group together and work with that group and deliberate and discuss and question each other, throw out ideas and all. So it was kind of exciting to see that type of dialogue taking place from those professionals. But at the end, we came up with common recommendation that we felt that would really take the school district to the next level. And so currently where we are is we finished all the tasks, and now we have taken it to the school board as the recommendation. So it's currently in the hands of the school board, who has directed that staff, myself, to go back and look at each one to see how we can implement those different recommendations that was given to us by the task force.
Can you tell me a little bit more about those recommendations?
One was we We want to see if we can add additional resource officers in the different schools to the best of our ability as needed. Two, to make sure that we have a robust type of training system in place, so to ensure that our staffs are well trained, that they know exactly what to do in case there is a need. And also making sure that we keep that line of communication open between all partners, you know, be it our teachers, our parents, community, our responders. So because we need to realize that it's not just the schools, you know, totally by themselves, but we want to make sure it's a group effort that we all there to help protect and provide a safe environment for all the kids. And so, and another one is that since we talk about increasing the number of SROs on campuses, we need a coordinator. So we have recommended that not only should we increase the number of SROs, but we need a coordinator who would oversee that piece and be that liaison between the school and the police department, and also that we can all remain on the same place page. And so, and then also look at implementing a program known as the Choose Love program that is well known, and we have implemented in about three of our schools already. Now we would like to go ahead and make the recommendation to include it in the remaining schools in Fayetteville. And then, of course, and also look at best practices, you know, what are other schools doing? And we did identify some of those that we are probably looking at and seeing which one we'd like to implement.
As we start the new school year, any changes that parents or students need to be aware of with just sort of everyday operations, curriculum, that kind of stuff?
We're kind of very excited about the fact that we're going to do a six-year curriculum review. And last year we started that review, and we did go ahead and write a new curriculum for math and music. And so therefore we presented it to the board. The board approved it. And so it allowed us to go ahead and implement that program for this year. So teachers have gone through a lot of training. So therefore the math program and the music program curriculum is going to be totally different from what we've done in the past. So that's going to be exciting. And so I want the kids to know that that's coming, and parents understand that it is a new program. And so throughout the school district, the schools are responsible for presenting those new curriculums to the parents, doing the parent teacher nights, and say so they'll be hearing about that great program in math and music. And then as we go through the next 3 years, we will be doing other curriculum. Like this year, we will be working on the science curriculum, counseling, and the library media. So we bring in teachers, you know, because they know the system. And sometimes we want to bring in experts from outside the district. Sometimes they don't meet our needs. So therefore, we have a great associate superintendent of the curriculum, teaching and learning, and he has had a world of training and has met and worked with different, you know, well-known presenters, and also now he's bringing that skill back and training all the teachers and allow them to go ahead and create the curriculum that we need that's going to fit Fayetteville. And so that's the exciting thing. You know, we have the teachers helping to develop the curriculum, so therefore once you do that, they're going to have that buy-in. They're going to be able to do a great job delivering the content to our students for this upcoming year. So they'll be, working on science, counseling, and library media. So we're excited.
So you were a principal at Jefferson Elementary at one point. That school closed and is now used as an adult education center. You know, there's a lot of people in the community that like to see that school brought back to life. I don't know how much you can tell us about anything, or if whether there's anything, whether there's nothing, but I just wanted to throw the question out there.
Yes, actually, that was my first principalship in this great district at Jefferson Elementary School. It's been great, 8 great years there, which was also set me up to be the type of person I am as an administrator. When we talk about Jefferson, yes, it is a historical building. It means a lot to a lot of people in that area. And as we are in the process of doing a facility workshop, workshop, and we're going to try to look at recommendations about how we can utilize that building in the future. There are several things that could be on the table, you know, going back, creating it into a community type of center where different nonprofits can utilize it and all, and then also maybe looking at a group who can come in and acquire that to making sure that those different groups can. So there's different possibilities that we're considering, and so we're going to just have to go through and evaluate the Jefferson and see what we need to do in order to maintain it, you know, because remember, we have to be responsible for the taxpayers' money, because we know that it's going to entail a lot to do the upkeep of that building. So all of those things we have to keep in mind anytime we want to venture off into another building project in the district. So hopefully we'll be able to come up with something that's going to be satisfying to all parties in that area, yes.
So just going forward, what is kind of your vision for the school district as superintendent? Where are you planning to take all this whole network of schools going into the future?
Well, you know, we just came off of a convocation, and the thing was the greatest district. And so, of course, we do want to be the greatest district, not only in the state of Arkansas, but we want to be the greatest district in the nation. And with that, saying that, we want to be a district where we provide an education that every student can succeed at his or her level, because that we want to provide opportunities for students to meet their needs, be it through the Virtual Academy. You know, that's an online program which is kind of blended, which we really like. You know, we want to make sure students have the opportunity to learn in different ways. So that would be something that we want to expand, giving students who cannot just come and sit in a regular type of setting like the high school. But again, we want to make sure the high school is our premier high school. So, you know, we do have students who thrive up on that model as well. And then we have the alternative ed program. So we want to make sure that we have the quality alternative ed program to meet the needs of those students. So my vision is to making sure that, you know, we have different choices for our students. They can come in and select that choice to make sure that it's meeting their needs, because we know all students do not learn the same way. We all have different learning modalities, and so therefore, as a district, I feel good where we're going. We're providing those different learning environments for the different students.
Thank you for filling us in as the new superintendent.
Thank you very much. I thoroughly have enjoyed it and looking forward to a great year.
That was John L. Colbert, the new superintendent of Fayetteville Public Schools, speaking with Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek.